Now it's 6:15. Swedish House Mafia, CeeLo and Wombats before 6:30. This is Scott Mills. Now, yesterday we introduced to Becky for the first time and a lot of you lot, Trapped in the Closet by R. Kelly. Now, I think he started this, he released it in 2005-ish and then continued because there are many, many parts. And a lot of our listeners yesterday thought this was some kind of joke. And that's the great bit about it. It's not a joke, it's deadly serious. And that's what makes it funny. So, just to bring you up to speed with where we are, yesterday, R. Kelly was having it off with someone who's not his wife. Then, her husband comes home. So, as you do in that situation, what do? You jump in the wardrobe, don't you? But, then R's phone goes off and he hasn't put it on vibrate. So, it's going... The husband opens the wardrobe. What do you think is going to happen next? That's where we left it yesterday. Are you excited about this? I really am.
I want it to be something really good, like he opens the door and goes, surprise! Or like, I don't know, does a whoopee cushion in his face.
Right, well, here's what happens. So, the wardrobe opens. The husband's looking at R. R's looking at the husband.
Well, now he's staring at me like as if he was staring in the mirror.
Yeah, I just said that. You're staring at each other. They're just looking at each other.
Yeah.
Staring each other out a bit.
She yells, honey, let me explain. He says, you don't have to go no further. I can clearly see what's going on behind my back, in my bed, in my home.
Now, not being funny, you wouldn't need to be a genius to work out what's going on. Oh, there's a strange man in the wardrobe.
No, I can explain. He could have been fixing it.
Yeah.
Like if the screw was a bit loose or something. He's got no proof that R's been in the bed.
Well, maybe that's what happens next. I have no idea. Oh, sorry, I'm just fixing the wardrobe for this young lady.
Then I said, wait a minute now, hold on. I said, mister, we can work this out. She said, honey, don't lose control. I tried to get him to calm down.
Now, what I want to know is how did he get him to try and calm down? Because it doesn't mention that at all. How did you get him to calm down?
Also, I imagine that if you've just been cheated on, someone telling you, mister, calm down.
Hey, mister, calm down.
It's going to really annoy you.
Just had it off with your wife, but calm down, mister.
Yeah.
He said, oh, I should have known that you would go and do some bogus in my house.
Now, there's a dodgy word in there, so we did have to edit that. And it does sound like I should have known you would do some bogies in my house.
He said, oh, I should have known that you would go and do some bogies in my house.
I'll tell you what, just forget that one. It's not important to the story.
No bogeys?
No, just skip that. Skip that one. Go on to the next one.
But the Christian in me gave you the benefit of the doubt.
Ah, so he's a Christian, this man. So part of him thinks, I think my wife might have a side piece. But another part of him thinks, do you know what? I'm going to trust my wife.
I said we need to resolve this. Then he stepped to me, I'm like, whoa. There's a reason I'm in his closet. He says, yeah, what are you talking, clothes?
Now that is a good line.
I love it that he's still in there. You can't be serious and have a big old argument with someone else's husband when you're still in the wardrobe and amongst a load of skirts.
That's good, though. There's a reason I'm in this wardrobe. And the husband says, why, are you talking clothes? Now that is an amazing, because normally you think of those things that you wanted to say after. Yeah. But that is a good sarcastic reply.
I said we need to resolve this. Then he stepped to me, I'm like, whoa. There's a reason I'm in his closet. He says, yeah, what
are you talking clothes? Good, that. So, what does R do now to get himself out of trouble?
Met this girl at the Pages Club and she told me she didn't have a man.
That's right, he blames the girl.
But hang on, he's also married.
I know. Oh, no, sorry, mate, she didn't mention you. Sorry.
And then I said, but your chick chose me. His phone goes off and then things get a little more interesting.
Now, is R. Kelly saying he's bored at this point? Because I'm really not. This is interesting already, R. Is he bored, do you think?
I love it that he's been brave enough to go, yeah, your chick chose me.
Yeah. Anyway, his phone goes off. This livens it up a bit. Listen to what happens now.
He steps a little closer. He says, some, I bet you didn't know my man. Did she tell you that I was a pastor?
So he is pastor.
Pastor what?
Pastor.
Oh, a pastor.
Oh, a pastor, sorry.
He steps a little closer. He says, some, I bet you didn't know my man. Did she tell you that I was a pastor?
Right, so he's like a vicar, which is brilliant news for R. Kelly.
I said, well, good, that's better, right? Why can't we handle this Christian light?
Yeah, let's handle it Christian light.
Because he's been boffing the other one, his wife.
Well, the thing is, if your shorty's husband found you in the wardrobe and he's like David Hay, you'd be worried, right? If he was more like the Vicar of Dibley, let's say, you'd be a lot less worried, wouldn't you?
She started crying, saying, baby, I'm sorry. Then he said, baby, not as sorry as you're gonna be.
Oh, you'll never guess what happens next. This is good.
I started inching out. He says, no, I want you to see this. Said, I gotta get out this house. And I tell her, reveal my secret.
Now, R. Kelly's like, oh, God, okay, I need to be off now. I'm out of here. But then now the Vicar of Dibley is going to reveal his secret.
Whose secret? Our secret or the vicar's secret?
The vicar's got a secret. The Vicar of Dibley has a secret which he wants to reveal. R. Kelly was getting bored and was like, I'm going to go off. But now the vicar's got a secret. R. Kelly is interested again.
I'm like, what is going on inside his head? Then he takes his phone and calls somebody up instead.
So now the Vicar of Dibley is calling someone. Guess what the vicar says on the phone? Guess.
Hello?
Hello.
Correct.
Yay!
He says hello.
Hello.
But not just that.
Hello. Baby, turn the car around. Listen, I just need for you to get right back here now.
Right, so the vicar is telling someone to come round, to come back here.
Has he got a side piece too?
Who knows?
He looks at me and says, well, since we're all coming out the closet, I'm not about to be the only one that's broken-hearted.
So the vicar has got a big secret as well. This is brilliant.
Someone who can drive.
Yeah.
Who was there and has gone and now is turning around, is answering their phone whilst driving, which you shouldn't
really
be doing.
Hopefully hands-free.
And is turning around.
She said, what do you mean? He said, just wait and see. I said, somebody better talk to me. And then his phone rings.
So she says, what do you mean? He says, wait and see. And it's all going to go off.
He picks up and somebody says, sweetheart, I'm downstairs. And he's like, I'll buzz you up. I'm on the fifth floor. Hurry, take the stairs.
So the vicar's phone has rung. Now, I'm not being funny. If you're on the fifth floor, hurry up and take the stairs.
No, because
that's quite a lot.
When they arrive and R needs an explanation, that person's going to be like, yeah.
Now, I would have said, we're on the fifth floor. Hurry up, get the lift. Now, R. Kelly was trying to leave, remember, but now he is properly intrigued.
And I'm like, who is this mystery lady that you're talking to? He says, in time you both will know the shocking truth.
Oh my God, there's going to be a shocking truth any second, but what is it? What is it?
Baby, this is something I've been wanting to get on my chest for a long, long time. He said, wait, I hear somebody coming up the stairs.
Right, they're coming up the stairs. What's the shocking truth? Who is the mystery lady that the Vicar of Dibley has told to walk up five long flights of stairs in a hurry?
She's done it well quick.
Really quick.
Baby, this is something I've been wanting to get on my chest for a long, long time.
Come on.
He said, wait, I hear somebody coming up the stairs.
So they're coming up the stairs.
And I'm looking at the door. He says, I think you better sit down in a chair.
Well, that's nice, actually, because
he's allowed out of the closet to sit down in a chair.
I would offer the person that's just walked up five flights of stairs the chair, maybe. That would
have
been better.
They can have the
bed. Then I knock on the door.
Oh.
He opens the door. I can't believe it's a man.
Oh, my God. It's a man. The Vicar of Dibley has been having it off with a man. This gets better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want part three tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Scott Mills.